And I assume these are kind of shortcuts to maybe inside. So I click history, maybe it'll bring history. Okay, so it did, yeah. So instead of scrolling, I probably could have clicked that. Actually, much, much easier. Didn't really notice that until now.
Maybe the hyperlink to the sections. I like that. That was pretty easy. It didn't change anything. It just kind of took me there. That was really nice.
Maybe.
Or talk to me about how you approached it.
So when I started, the topic is so big. I saw. I thought I saw. Oh, so we're in the read now. So I go. Just go back to. So the topic is so big, it's kind of like I thought it'd be hard to find. If I just picked one section, it'd be hard to find it, like it kind of was. So I saw these little edit sections right here. Okay, it's probably at this little, current traditions or whatever we were at. So it's a small paragraph. So this makes it seem like you can edit this one section, which is what we did. But it almost so then I was so then I was thinking as it wasn't working. That maybe it's not referencing like there needs to be like almost like you have to edit this section and then edit the reference section, but there doesn't seem to be a reference section. So maybe like this shouldn't be an option in like the subsection. And only if you want to add a reference, you can only do it through the edit tab because now you can link throughout the page.
I don't see an edit anymore. It's not in the corner where it was. Okay. See, the edit isn't where it's supposed to be now because it should be in the corner where it was, but it's not there anymore. So then I can't even fix that if I messed up on.
Then there's the back, how do you get back to editing, right? And it's not clear exactly where you would jump to, right? If I really wanted to just jump back to editing, this keeps telling me I'm going to lose my edits, I think. And so, I mean, I think you have to scroll right now. And what we saw was I didn't even pay attention to exactly where I was scrolling to.
Once you see that overarching edit button, that kind of makes sense.
You like using the edit button next to the content that you're interested in.
I think it makes more sense as to how our brains work.
Luckily, the edit button's right here.
I don't know if I would have figured out the edit, the section versus the page per se. Maybe in a couple more minutes of frustration, I would have said, okay, let me go back to the first way I did it with the whole page.
I didn't like the fact that when I wasn't on a read page, that it just didn't look anything. It didn't look any different from the edit page. So I just, there was no way for me to tell. So maybe like a different color or like a different bar at the top or just something to indicate that I wasn't on the formal page.
This was a reference one that was a shocker to me. The advanced.
Shocking to you that reference was there or that
That
whether that meant reference.
picture was referenced. That does not look like a reference picture to me at all.
No, I guess just having, the advanced thing, it might turn people off a little bit. Just, I'm not really sure. It, like increasing the size and decreasing the size, things like that doesn't seem like it would necessarily fall under the heading of advanced. when I go to the wiki text, it's pretty much in the format that it is on the screen,
mm-hmm.
if you get what I'm saying.
I do.
Since the info box is on the right-hand side, I would assume that there would be a link on the right-hand side in the wiki text thing.
That little box on the side of with the information about the Bronx, for example, was something that I wouldn't have found on my own at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing, but there's no—I don't think I would have found that at all.
Okay.
So maybe there was like a little tiny thing on the side that showed that and had and you could click onto it and then it opened that up. It might be better because I wouldn't have found that.
So, I see population in the year 2000, which is easy enough to find if we have to go looking. Oops. Okay. Yeah. I need my screen real estate. Text. Demographics. Oh, that's a section again, isn't it? Yeah, this doesn't look like it's going to be that type of information. So, and once again, because I didn't know how to get there. Just trying to find.
So you're using the search, and the search isn't taking you.
Well, not right to that. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's one of those things where you can tell it's going to link you to somewhere else because we saw the links are like that and the references are like that, so we know that you're going somewhere else
mm-hmm.
with that. Yeah, you can definitely, when you go over, you can tell that when you click on it, it's mm-hmm. going to take you somewhere, so that's good. I'm not really sure what that means.
Okay.
On the side there. And this one, I know that I can expand it.
So you clicked on the arrow.
Yeah.
Click anywhere else on that thing and see what happens.
Oh, it's much easier.
What's happening here?
It's like a little pop-up box, but like a some kind of like JavaScript overlay or something to basically edit that info box much mm-hmm. easier than by line.
But I do see the advantages of this edit template box.
Which are what?
Just if this was what popped up, then you'd have more little, there's more little choices here, whereas when you expand it, it's, yeah, it's similar, but it's a little bit more kind of like looking at code.